I want to talk to you about the time I went clubbing. It was a Saturday night, and I went out with a couple of my girlfriends. We hit up a few bars beforehand, and we're feeling pretty nicely buzzed by the time we got to the club. And the weather outside was perfect for slutty dresses. I was feeling really good in my thigh-high black boots and short little bodycon skirt. And I was ready to get on the dance floor and start moving to the rhythm of the music. So we get in, all of us, and I make a beeline for the dance floor, not even waiting to go get some drinks first. After letting my girls know, they went off to the bar, and I went off to the DJ. And, you know, clubs, they're kind of an interesting place to be. Can't see very well. It's almost as if you have to rely on your other senses. Feeling the press of the crowd against you, or the thump of the bass in your ears and in your chest. And it's almost like it's taken over your heartbeat for you. It's taken over your mind, so that all you can do is move to the music. And so I push myself through the crowd and find a spot for me as I start to move my hips and roll my body to the rhythm. They're playing, I don't know, like 90s hip hop, and it's a good night. It's a good night, and I'm feeling myself, and I've had just the right amount of alcohol. And so there I am, running my hands over my body, my chest, and my waist, and my hips, threading my fingers through my hair, closing my eyes as I enjoy, I relish the night. And at first I don't really realize it, but then I realize it's intentional, that there's another body pressing up behind me and matching the way my hips sway. A pair of hands come up to hold my hips and guide them, and I can tell by the fingers and the heaviness of those palms that it's a man. I lean back into his chest and I smell his scent, and it feels good. It feels good to dance with someone. And so, with my acceptance, with the way I lean into him, he holds me a little closer. And so it almost feels like we're one being, just pulsing with the beat, pulsing with the rhythm. And he's slowly grinding into me, and grinding back into him. And it feels nice. It feels erotic and sensuous. And it feels like it would be exactly what we'd do even if we didn't have clothes on. I'm starting to enjoy the way his chest feels as I lean back onto him, and his hands start to get a little adventurous as they move from my hips to caress my stomach and move over my chest and fondle my breasts a little bit. I exhale contentedly and let my head fall back to rest on his shoulder, and he takes the opportunity and ducks his head down to start to kiss my neck. And it feels really fucking good. The alcohol has made my skin warm and sensitive, and the way he presses his lips up and from the back of my ear all the way down to where my neck meets my shoulder, it feels like I'm on fire. His hands move down and start to play with the hem of my short skirt and shift back to lightly squeeze at my ass. And I kind of chuckle a little bit because of the way it tickles and because of how teasing it is. I've heard of it happening before, but I wasn't sure if tonight would be the night I would try it out. And as for what it is, well, I mean, it's fucking on the dance floor. It's dark enough that no one would notice, and the strobe lights are on and off, and I'm pretty sure no one would be able to see clearly anyways. And so I reach down and put my hands over his and encourage them. I press them. I curl my fingers around his, so that he wraps his hands around the hem of my skirt, and I gently guide them upwards and pull the fabric with them. I hear his voice for the first time then, but not really hear, more like feel, as he groans and rumbles and moans against my throat. One of his hands comes up and coaxes my chin towards his face, and it's then that we kiss. And we start kissing and pressing our lips against each other and using a little tongue, and I suck his bottom lip into my mouth and nibble on it a little as I lift my skirt for him and press his hand towards my pussy. If I'm gonna fuck in a club, might as well do it with a stranger. I grind against his cock, which I feel is fucking hard in his pants. And I reach backwards and start feeling him through the fabric as his fingers start working their way into my pussy. And he groans again when he feels how wet I am. Kind of a bad habit, but I get excited too easily. I get wet too easily. But maybe it's just a side effect of being slutty. I don't know. So I'm there on the dance floor, feeling up this guy's cock as he has one hand, two fingers deep inside of me. And I'm thinking that this is as good as it gets. About to fuck a hot guy in the club. But then, another pair of hands come out and start feeling up my breasts. So I lift my head up and blink in front of me. And it's another guy. It's another man with distinct features. Full lips. And really eager hands. As they squeeze. He squeezed and massaged my breasts. And he steps forward and kisses me hungrily. He kisses me hungrily. As he puts one of his hands moves and joins the first guy's. He decides to slip a finger into. I don't know if I can even describe the sensation of separate fingers sliding in and out of you. God, it feels so fucking hot. Those fingers that knew exactly how to curl and how to press up against me and inside. And as one guy took one of his fingers out, the other guy would slip them in. And so they alternated, finger fucking me on the dance floor of this club. And it was heavenly, the way I'd take turns kissing one and then the other. Tongues intertwining and lips getting soft. And tender because of the way that we were biting on them. And then one of them, I don't know what he did, but I think he put out his thumb and started massaging my clit on top of everything else. You know what I did? I fucking came on that dance floor between two strangers who were fucking my pussy almost like they'd known it before. God, they worked me over so fucking well. And then they took their fingers out of me and put them in my mouth. And what did I do? You bet I licked them clean. I sucked them off. Sucked them off the same way I wanted to. Get on my knees and blow them both on that dance floor. But I decided to stay standing, unfortunately. I reached behind me and started to undo the pants of the first guy. And I reached inside and got a thick fucking cock just sprang out. I couldn't even really see it behind, hidden underneath all of the shadows and the bodies around us, but as I felt it, and I felt that pre-cum stained head, I knew it was gonna be a good time. So I didn't waste any time, and I just backed it up on him. And put his dick inside me. And his hands went straight down to my hips. He started grinding. And we grinded and fucked. Oh, we fucked. And I bet no one around us knew because we were fucking perfectly in sync with the music. And so then the second guy takes my face in his hands and kisses me like he's trying to suck the life out of me. He takes my hands and moves them down to his pants. So I undo them, and I fish his cock out. And I start stroking it double-fisted, like one hand on top of the other, as the first guy keeps fucking me from behind. Not wasting a beat, not missing a beat. And so I'm there, just a cock up my pussy and a cock in my hands as I'm trying to get these two guys off. God, and I think about what it would be like when they came and they would just come on the floor, or maybe they could just come inside me and I could carry their cum all the way back home. Maybe one of them could, and then I get the idea, and I reach back and kind of press against the pelvis of the first guy to get him to slow down, and at first he's confused, but then I pop his dick out of my pussy and start inching it back towards my bunker, towards my asshole, and he's so fucking wet. He's so fucking wet, both from the juices of my orgasm earlier and all that pre-cum. And so then I start pushing him into my ass as the second guy gets closer to me. He gets closer to me and I stroke his cock. And I get him the tiptoes of my tiptoes because I'm already wearing heels, but I need to get just a little bit taller. So the guy behind me starts pushing into my ass as the second guy starts pushing into my pussy. Fuck. And it takes a minute to adjust, but then I realize that so then they start moving. God. Oh, and they're fucking me with the beat. And it's a fast song. I can barely keep my feet on the ground with the way that they're grinding into me. From the front and from behind. And their hands are all over me. On my breasts, on my face, on my neck, and we're kissing and biting, and I don't want to think about how bruised I would be the next morning, but there we are, just fucking on the dance floor, fucking. Fuck. And so then, the song, the tempo changes slower, and then they start really grinding it into me so I can feel every inch of their cocks, and I can tell that they're getting close. I can tell that they're getting close on the way I was getting filled. I knew I was getting close too. I think they sensed it. Fingers, I couldn't even tell who they belonged to. They started going down and just flicking at my clit hard and fast and angry. And I heard them growling into my ears. Come. Oh, and that they were gonna come, and that I was gonna come. Fuck. And so I did. I came all over those cocks. And they pressed up deep inside of me, and I could feel All that warm, hot cum jizz is the nut, fucking nut, and empty those balls inside of me. And then they were... we moved as a group. We like swayed to the aftershocks of our orgasms. And then they pulled out slowly. They were nice enough to pull my dress down and give me a couple goodbye pecks on the cheeks. And then they disappeared into the crowd. And then I felt another tap on my shoulder. I looked over and it was my friends. And they got me a drink.